Making a difference in the community, this is Brady McGlade of Maple Pastures. How's it going today, Brady?
Good, Grant. How are you doing?
Oh, fantastic. Can't complain. So we are talking to you today because you have a bit of an operation in the maple syrup production. Tell us a little bit about Maple Pastures and how it all got started.
Yeah, so it's a maple syrup operation that we have on our family farm just outside of Perth. We started out, this would be our fourth season this year. It's definitely family oriented. It's myself and my girlfriend, my sister and brother-in-law, and my mom and dad. We started out with about 50 taps and ended up building a sugar camp out at the farm. That was the first time anything had really been tapped in about 50 years at the farm. My grandfather had done it way back in the day, but since starting, we have about 500 taps now and still kind of growing and learning as we go and enjoying it as we learn for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that is such substantial growth over such a short period of time. Like, why was this something you decided that you wanted to do, you know, 4 years ago? And how has it developed so quickly in the time since then?
Yeah, so my family on both sides have a long history of maple syrup making. My mom's side, she's a Wheeler, so everybody knows how famous all the Wheelers are in the maple syrup world. I'm very fortunate how they've been, all the Wheelers have been willing to give us advice and tips over the years, as well as my dad's side. As I said, they used to top the same maple bush back when my dad was a kid and my grandfather was around. But really, for how we've grown, it's really come naturally for sure. Everybody in the maple syrup world says it's almost like an addiction, and it really is. Where every year you want to expand a little bit and make things a little bit more efficient, a little bit easier on yourself, and also grow and kind of get to the next level. So it's one step at a time, but definitely a process where it's a bit of a lot of work, but a process that you enjoy and have fun at.
For sure. And I imagine through that process, you know, you said you have some family lineage, so you can rely on expertise from your parents and the Wheeler side of your family. But I'm sure there's a lot of trial and error that comes with this entire process, even as you're expanding and learning as you go.
Yeah, no, that's for sure, Grant. There's lots of times of, you know, setting a pipeline a certain way and realizing that's not working. Or fortunately, we've never burnt any pans, but definitely have come close a couple times. So nothing that's putting us out for the season, but as you go, you're learning along the way. It's definitely a trial basis at times, that's for sure.
And as your operation has grown, I imagine technology has played a little bit of a role in that. How has the development of Maple Pastures benefited from some of the new technology that's out there to make your life a little bit easier?
Yeah, so our first couple seasons, it was our evaporator. It's a 2x6 evaporator, which is definitely a little bit beyond the backyard kind of style of maple syrup making. Where with 500 taps, you have to start to find your efficiencies. Our first year was definitely a lot of hands-on labor. You were always constantly watching the evaporator, making sure there was no spillovers or burning the pan or burning the syrup. Now we've kind of automated over the years, reinvested over the couple of years and made it less intensive, less difficult on the operators. Part of the way we've found efficiencies is switching over from buckets to pipeline in terms of collecting the shot. That's been a big time saver and also a back saver. Other improvements was doing an automatic draw off where it measures the temperature of the syrup and draws it off when it reaches point of maple syrup and we want to draw it off. So that you're washing the evaporator less, you can kind of do other things in the camp, and also reverse osmosis. That's a game changer in the maple syrup world, basically reducing our water content of the sap in half. So it saves you firewood, it saves you time.
Before I let you go, is there a website, social media, anything attached to Maple Pastures that you think people should know about if they want to check your product out?
Yeah, no. So we're on Facebook. You can search us at Maple Pastures. That's our name. And that's where you can find us on Facebook. Just reach out to us. We're also on Instagram as well. That's where we try to keep our friends and family and customers all up to date on what's going on at the farm. So just follow us there and reach out if you're interested in syrup.
Perfect. Well, I appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you so much, Grant.